Coming up this weekend, Memorial Day weekend, it is Discover Aviation Days at the Lorain County Regional Airport. And to talk about that is Paul Koziel, the organizer of this fine event. Good morning. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, Bruce. Thanks for having us.
So let's talk a little bit about Discover Aviation Days. You're going to have stagnant and then also flying going on, right?
Yeah, a few years back, my wife and I were trying to find a way to get the word out that you guys have a local airport, and it's great and a benefit to the community economically, and just a great thing to do. A lot of people have forgotten that there's an airport right off of Russia Road. After 9/11, the fences were built, and it just does not look welcoming and warm like it used to back when I was growing up. So we started this movement to try to get people introduced to aviation. Not everybody, wants to be a pilot, mechanic, or whatever, but there are some people that do. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of introducers anymore. The World War II vets are leaving us, Korean vets, other vets that, military trained that got them all excited about aviation aren't with us anymore. So we thought we would try to get the word out about aviation through fun and exciting events and try to get the next generation involved and such things.
What got you excited?
I went to an air show. I really did. I was a radio sales guy and worked in radio and TV after college. And then my wife took me to an air show, and I'm like, wow, this is pretty cool. And then I just followed through a very righteous path and met a lot of great people, and they helped me out. Next thing you know, I got 10,000 hours in my logbook, and now it's time to give back.
So what are you flying?
I fly for United Express, a company called ExpressJet Airlines. I'm a captain for them, a check airman for them. I just kind of fell into it. So I work for a living flying passengers around. I work for a passion introducing young people to my career choice.
What are some of the types of airplanes that people will see when they come out this week?
There's going to be all types. United Express is bringing an express jet. Last year we had a Dash 8, which is a commuter, another express carrier for us. They come on out. Lots of general aviation airplanes. We've got the Yankee Warrior. It's a B-25 Mitchell bomber. The only B-25 bomber that's flying today that has actually seen combat in World War II. A great group of people over at Ypsilanti help us out. We've got a lot of small airplanes and a lot of futuristic type airplanes. One of our great displays this year is going to be a hands-on RC display, because you can't just get right into an airplane without learning about aerodynamics. And the Lorain County RC Club is helping us develop this RC world at the show this year. So the show is going to be divided into all these really cool Disney-like worlds. So you can get to fly an RC, build an RC, and learn to fly an RC hands-on with the Lorain County RC World. But that leads to the next scary taboo drone talk that we're talking, the media has, sort of beat on, but it's a great technology. It's an amazing technology, what people are doing and what we are able to do with unmanned aircraft, will one day save lives. It's just so cool. Other static displays, old historical airplanes, single engine and multi-engine airplanes, along with a lot of great aerobatics aircraft. It's just going to be cool.
When do they start arriving at the airport?
Oh, Friday's media day, and if you want to come out Friday, they'll start arriving Friday. It's not open to the public because it's actually a practice session. These guys, safety, of course, for an air show is paramount, so we work with the Lorain County Sheriff's Department along with the Oberlin Fire Department, put together a safety plan, and then these guys have to practice. So the actual aerobatics, the performers in the show, will practice on Friday.
So there will be sort of flybys, acrobatics, something where people will be sitting in a grandstand or a seated area. And
absolutely.
See things going
well,
on.
Actually, there's no grandstand or seated area, but we do encourage people
bring your own grandstand in your own seated area. I understand.
We're small time, man. We're not the Cleveland National Air Show, which those guys are fantastic, but we've got a much smaller budget.
Now, many years ago, we've been out in radio here, and they've had air shows there before, so we've sort of known when they've seen similar things out there as well. For people who haven't been out to the airport in recent times, things look different out there? Things have changed, or what do you?
It still looks the same, except for there's not as much activity. There's a big stigma about learning to fly or aviation being outside our economic reach, which is just not true. What's outside my economic reach is a good pair of golf clubs. Mm-hmm. Or a perch fishing boat. I got friends out on Lake Erie right now whose boat costs more than my airplane. So the irony is that, you know, maybe it's a disposable income, maybe it's something, it's, you know, the fact that you can't afford it is just not true. So,
Craig?
There you go, Bruce.
I'm not, don't look for
you
me.
You don't have an airplane. You got a lot of stuff, but you don't have an airplane.
No. I asked Bruce. I'm like, hey, have you ever wanted to learn to fly? And he looked at me straight up and said, no. How about you, Craig?
No. I said, no.
No.
Why not?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, you guys
learn how to fly.
I have enough trouble driving. That's
you guys never sat next to the runway and looked up and said, wow, that's pretty cool. I can do that.
No, no. I've sat by, sat there and watched them. I'm good with that.
That's cool.
I enjoy seeing some of them, and there's a lot of people who are really enthusiastic about certain eras of airplanes.
I agree.
Anything that appeals to what is there an era that appeals to you most?
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, man. It's a passion, Bruce, that I can't really explain. It's like perch fishing in a way. I got a buddy of mine that goes out on Lake Erie every day and loves the perch fish. That's his passion. You know, my passion is aviation. I didn't know it until I was introduced to it. He didn't know he liked to perch fish until he was introduced to it. All you got to do is find a way to get people involved. So what we're doing with the flair of the whole thing is with the aerobatics guys. One of the guys, his name is Dan Buchanan. He's going to be joining us. He flies a trike, which is a hang glider. You tow him up with a truck, and he's got streamers and smoke that comes off of it, and he does this aerobatic routine in a hang glider. The irony is he was injured in a hang glider accident several years back, but it never stopped him. It kept his passion alive, and now he does. He goes coast to coast doing aerobatics routines in a hang glider. It's pretty amazing. Once you get it, it's hard to get rid of.
We're talking today with Paul Koziol about Discover Aviation Days. It is May 24th and 25th, Memorial Day weekend at the Lorain County Regional Airport on Rusher Road. What are the hours for this? How is it going to proceed through the 2 days?
10 to 10 on Saturday, because Saturday we're going to have the area's only night show that they've seen for a while. And the night show is actually airplanes flying at night with lights. Now, the light show is going to be the night show. Is evolved around a character. Her name is Celeste Steele. Lorain County Community College helped us develop this character. And it's you can color her, and there's coloring books and an application for your phone. And
Celeste
Steele.
I'm just suddenly processing it on
Monday.
Did
you got that?
I like that. It's pretty good.
Well, wait till you meet her flight instructor, Paul Aries. See? I'll help you with that one, too. But it's pretty cool, man. And it's supposed to be Disney-like. Is how are we going to reach kids these days if we don't make it fun? Or video gaming or...
Yeah.
Something special.
Now, right before we went on the air, you mentioned there'd be a little more focus the next day on veterans. Tell us about
Correct.
That.
Correct. Yeah, you know, without our veterans groups here in Northeast Ohio, we wouldn't have even gotten this thing started. We've been blessed with some very nice financial donations from our veterans groups. And in order to give them a little, kudos back and the fact that they believed in my wife and I's mission, Sunday is going to be a lot of World War II flybys. We got an SNV-1. We've got an SNJ. The T-51 guys from Titan Aircraft over on the east side have these three-quarter scale T-51s. And the E-Team Skydivers will do a salute to POW MIA guys. And, you know, same thing, music, a lot of drama, a lot of tears, taps. We've got the Columbia Station Post VFW color guards coming out to honor our fallen, and even our current military guys were just making sure we know where our heart belongs when it comes to being able to fly in this country. We couldn't do it without the freedoms that have been provided by our vets.
With those older planes, say something goes wrong, you need some parts. Where do you get parts?
I'll tell you what, parts are hard to find, but these guys have quite the network, just like anything, you know. Some come out of the desert, some come from, people today are pretty savvy when it comes to hoarding parts for classic airplanes. Mm-hmm. But there's still a lot of parts for those old radio engines and stuff, and there's nothing like the roar of an old radio engine doing a flyby. But like I said, man, safety is number one here. We want to make sure all the guys are safe, and if something doesn't fly, it's because we've determined, it not to be safe, and we want to keep them on the ground, and we'll fix the problem, and we'll wait for next year. If this year's successful, we'll see how it goes.
Well, it's because you obviously are a little bit dependent on the weather. That's the other aspect of the whole
right.
thing.
Well, we actually moved it to this weekend and weren't sure if it was a good move or a bad move. But it was last weekend. But when I looked at Youngstown, because we moved it because Youngstown had the Thunderbirds last weekend, and Saturday was a rainout for Youngstown. So God is great, man. Let me tell you.
This is a Memorial Day weekend, May 24th and 25th at the Lorain County Regional Airport. It is Discover Aviation Days. You can find out more at discover-aviation.org, or you have a Facebook page as well.
Absolutely.
And people can get advance tickets, I suppose, right now, and also they can get them at the gate, I guess.
All right. We try to keep it cheap. We don't want to outprice families. You know, we want families to come there. So we just used, you know, we put a $10 price tag on adults. Kids under 17 are free because it's a kids event, but you know, we like to shoot for about 5,000 people there this weekend. If we get about 5,000 paid attendees, we can pay for this event and have an even better event next year.
So you got to build on one year at a time, I guess.
That's right.
Put something like this in there. Of course, this is the first time for 2 days,
mm-hmm.
So a little expansion, so there's positive growth going on there as well. So thanks for what you do in keeping the airport alive and getting people out there to
thanks,
see
Bruce.
What's happening.
I think
there.
It's time we take a ride.
Appreciate your time this morning. Paul Koziel with the Discover Aviation Days. Again, this is coming up on Memorial Day weekend, the 24th and 25th.